You're listening live to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The Stephon Clark case focused national attention on Meadowview, which is a suburb of Sacramento, since the late 1960s. Cap Radio is in the midst of a long-term reporting project in Meadowview. We're going to preview a little bit of that work today by exploring the history. And in the studio with me is Larry Lee. He's president and publisher of the Sacramento Observer Media Group. His parents, Dr. William H. Lee and the late Catherine C. Lee, were the founders of the award-winning Observer newspapers. That was 56 years ago, a little bit before your time. But thank you so much, Larry, for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me, Beth.
Also with us in this conversation, though not at the moment, is Dr. Tekoi Porter. He is senior pastor of Genesis Church. The church was founded by his family 29 years ago. Dr. Porter is attending a conference in Washington, D.C., so he's going to join us by phone. Oh, he's with us right now. Dr. Porter,
hello.
Glad to have you back on Insight.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back on.
So let's go back in time when Meadowview was a brand new suburb in the late 1960s. And Larry, tell me who was moving to Meadowview and why.
Well, I think you had a kind of a growing community where it was almost like a developing new community at Meadowview. You know, you talk about the, you know, post-war, mid-60s, early 60s, late 50s, early 60s. You had a lot of people who were coming to the region in general from that were based in military work. You know, you had the Air Force bases and the like. And so you had people that were basically looking for a place to kind of call home, a place where you could have a lawn and have a home and everything. And Meadowview seemed to be fitting the bill for a lot of people during that period of time.
Do you want to add to that, Dr. Porter, anecdotally, what people said about, oh, when Meadowview began or was first being created, how would they fill out the sentence?
Well, you know what? I actually came into Meadowview area in 1990. So before then, I didn't know too much of Meadowview. I'm originally from St. Paul, Minnesota. And so my first engagement into Meadowview was in the early 90s. And so I can speak to that from that point on. And all I know is that it's always been a kind of blue-collar working man's neighborhood. People, again, just trying to get things together, live a good life. Always had his element of issues, but like every other neighborhood, but it was just a growing community and ever-developing.
When your parents started the paper, do you know some of the stories anecdotally about what their vision was and how they planned to connect people by using a newspaper?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, if you think about Sacramento, the Observer was founded in November of 1962. And if you think about Sacramento, particularly the African-American community, around that time, there was about 15,000 African-Americans in the region. Now we have a community of about 150,000 in the greater Sacramento area. So it's grown tremendously. But at the time that the Observer was founded, you're talking about, similarly like we were just talking about with Meadowview, you had a region in Sacramento that offered opportunities. You had opportunities with state jobs and the like, but you also had a very baseline level of racism and segregation that was going on in the region. And while some of that has changed, you know, you have kind of this feeling that at times there are opportunities that people are left behind. So at the start of the Observer, you know, you're talking about a time where the experience of the Black experience in Sacramento was not very well publicized. You couldn't get you know, if you were trying to tell about a birth, a death, a promotion, or something like that, the papers of the day, the Bee and the Union, they didn't necessarily publish those types of pieces. So my father, along with John Cole and Gino Gladden, and their, as we like to say, and their wives, all started the Observer, basically from what was a religious publication at the time, the Sacramento Outlook, which was not regularly published, but then the Observer started to do its thing and really tried to highlight the things that were going on in the community. We've always really prided ourselves in really trying to show the full experience of the African-American community. And so not there's not a lot of if it bleeds, it leads type of stories in our community. Obviously, we don't want to dismiss those, but we always have tried to show the fullness of our experience.
And yet there was a time when Meadowview was predominantly white.
Correct.
And so the voice, the audience for the voice has really undergone an ebb and flow over the decades for your paper.
Sure. And I think that's not unlike a lot of the other communities in throughout the Sacramento area. You know, you had Oak Park, which was also at one point predominantly white, a major suburb and neighborhood community as well, too. So the communities have changed. You know, you start adding the freeways and things like that. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods get cut off and services get cut off. And then neighborhoods change. People move in, people move out. And so I think, you know, the Sacramento is not unlike, you know, globally, a lot of communities around the country that experience that sort of change.
Pastor Porter, that's an important point, is that maybe the genesis, to use the word of your church, of the community parallels a lot of American suburbs and communities across the country. When you look at what weaves a group of people and a place together, obviously we're hearing Larry say the newspaper, the voice did in that sense. A church does too. What is weaving, in your opinion, Meadowview most tightly together now in 2019?
Well, I would say our struggle, actually, I would really think, you know, especially in light of the Stephon Clark shooting, has really caused us to really come together in a new way. I think it's exposed the community, family, familial aspect of our neighborhood, of our community, how much we do care for each other and how much we do need to depend on each other. I think it's knitting us really closely together. And I applaud the Observer ever since we've come into Sacramento. You know, they have been the voice for this, our community and communities of color, African-American communities, more specifically, and lifting that up, showcasing the good that's in there, you know, the good news of what's going on, the heroes, the difference makers, those that don't make the mainstream news. And so I applaud Larry Lee and his father for really just doing that for us and being a voice for us. And that's what Meadowview is, you know. We're, again, a normal neighborhood, but I think this tragedy has kind of lifted us up and put a focus on and exposed the community that we are, which is a family community that loves one another.
Pastor Porter, what was the goal of your family when the church was formed 29 years ago? What was the vision then to serve and knit itself within the people that lived in the neighborhoods?
Right. Well, we came into the neighborhood. We came to be of service to the community first and foremost. My father started the church in April 1st, 1990. We're about to celebrate 29 years. We did on April Fool's. We always say we fooled the devil. He thought he had us, but we won. And so, but we came in just for the community aspect. We immediately partnered with Sam Pennell in the efforts of building up the Meadowview Community Center, the Sam Pennell Center there. And we just dug in, you know, with offering services outside of just church services, but outreach services, food giveaways, clothes giveaways, summer programs. And then I continued on with my brother in 1999 with that community aspect by building the Dr. Porter Center, in which we focus again on bringing youth off the streets, athletic leagues, basketball leagues, opportunities, indoor soccer, and just trying to be there for the community. So we're very community focused. And we hope that we've blessed the Meadowview community as much as it's blessed us.
That's Dr. Tekoi Porter, pastor of Genesis Church in Meadowview. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. In the studio with me is Larry Lee, president and publisher of the Sacramento Observer Media Group. So at this point, Larry, Will you speak to what I often hear City Councilmember Larry Carr say, that the crime rate isn't as bad as the perception and the diversity is actually better than what people believe? So, sure. So bring us up to date on Meadowview.
Well, Larry's got his hand on it. And of course, Larry's part of a lineage of great leaders in that Meadowview community. Obviously, Pastor Porter mentioned Sam Pinnell and Bonnie Pinnell. And you know, you can't say the story of Meadowview at all without mentioning those 22 years of leadership, right, from both Sam and Bonnie. They've been absolutely tremendous, had been absolutely tremendous for that community.
And I'll pause you because the addition of that community center itself has brought about a shift the experience of people in Meadowview.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it is so unfortunate that we lost Sam as early as we did, because he was you know, one of those once in a lifetime type of community leaders who understood the needs of the people and also understood how to work the politics necessary to get things done on behalf of the people. And I think Bonnie took that step and you know, for her years of service, did an absolutely tremendous job in really trying to bring resources, job opportunities, you know, community outreach activities, the Meadowview Jazz and Cultural Festival, all those things that she was a part of that really helped galvanize and connect the community. Larry has continued to really try and push that. And so to your point in regards to, you know, what you would call the misconceptions of Meadowview, I think are very real. I think, you know, there's some misconceptions and feelings that, you know, everything south of Fruit Ridge is dangerous and scary. And I think when you look at the actual data and the statistics, you know, that District 8 is one of the safer neighborhoods, you know, in the region. And so I think that that's one of the things that definitely needs to be highlighted.
For people who might not know, Meadowview sits near I-5. Its borders are roughly Florin Road, then a light rail line to the east, John Still Junior High, and to the west, State Route 160. So that is the area. Dr. Porter, the social shifts that happened in the 70s and 80s changed the economy, boosted the crime rate then, businesses closed. I think there's a sense that Meadowview is on the upswing now. How can I best talk about Meadowview in a way that reflects the vision of people who live there in light of the struggle that you talked about? But there seems to be a bright horizon that many people point to and look to. How do we characterize that?
Well, you know, out of struggle comes hope for many communities of many people. You know, when they endure struggle, you don't stay in struggle. You rise out of it. And that's what Meadowview community is doing. We've been on the revival track. I would say, you know, Bonnie really started that, especially, you know, throughout her tenure, Bonnie Pinnell, and then her latter, where we start really seeing her plans come into fruition with big businesses coming in to the neighborhood. Development happening. Then Larry Lee took the batons, running with it, with beautification, doing more safety aspects. And I think one word that you can really think about, you can use to describe Meadowview right now, is a revival of what it, I guess, the original vision of what it was formed to be, meant to be, is coming to fruition finally, where we're seeing that income coming in, businesses coming in, family safety. Like I said before in a few interviews, the Stephen Clark shooting, our ordeal, was a anomaly, you know, for the Meadowview community. We really are a safe community. Take the citizens take pride in it. My church sits on what I call Church Row, with the Meadowview right there, right? So there's lots of churches, a lot of families, and I think revival is the word that best describes where we're at right now.
All right. Dr. Porter, thank you so much for taking time from your conference in Washington, D.C. to join us. I appreciate you being in this conversation, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Same here. See you later, Larry.
All right.
Dr. Tekoi Porter is senior pastor of Genesis Church in Meadowview. His word was revival. Larry, you get the last word. What's yours?
I think, you know, revival is good. Growing is another thing. I think, you know, back to your point about the misconceptions, and I'll try and be as quick as possible, but you know, Meadowview is a very stable community, and to your point where you brought up earlier about it being a relatively newer community, you know, it's going through growing pains, and while it has had its challenges, I think the beautiful thing is that you've got a really that community, those people in that community love being there. They don't move out of Meadowview. It's they go there and they're there and they enjoy supporting one another. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Larry Lee is president and publisher of the Sacramento Observer Media Group. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I also hope to continue the dialogue with you.
Likewise.
Meadowview, a community, my guests say, that is in a revival and growing. And Cap Radio's documentary unit, The View From Here, continues its work in the community of Meadowview. You can find out more about this long-term project at capradio.org/Meadowview. And if you have questions related to the Stephon Clark case, be sure to check out what we've covered so far. You can add your questions to the list. You'll find a link to the Q&A page as well. Just ahead, new music from the Auburn band Shotgun Sawyer. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.
When you brush your teeth in the morning, you're not just brushing for fresh breath today, you're also protecting your teeth so they're healthy tomorrow, right? It's the same idea with Morning Edition. When you tune in, we don't just give you the news you need to make it through today, we also give you the news you'll need tomorrow and beyond. Take the long view with us. Listen to Morning Edition every weekday from NPR News.
Wake up to Morning Edition weekdays until 9 on Cap Radio 90.9 Sacramento, streaming at capradio.org.
You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, a program that regularly features conversations with people in the Sacramento area doing really important and interesting things. We're committed to community-based reporting that goes deeper than a headline and reveals the personal stories that drive the news in your region. Please support this type of reporting with a contribution. Hi, I'm Steve Milne with Linnea Edmire.
Hey, double your chance this morning to win $500 to spend at REI. Okay, I'm going to say that again. A $500 gift card at REI. You've got two chances to win today, but time is running out on that. That's only for today. So your window of opportunity on that is running out. But your window of opportunity to support Capital Public Radio is now. 1-800-800-5867, 800-800-5867, capradio.org, and get in on your chance, two chances this morning to win that $500 gift card to REI.
One of my favorite things about Insight is the arts coverage, the music coverage, and that's usually at the end of the show, which we're coming up on now. So I'm looking forward to this next segment. If you appreciate the coverage that you get from Cap Radio of all the different bands and musicians and artists in your region, then please support it with a contribution. It only takes a few moments, and do it today. It's the first day of our spring fun drive. We want to kick off the spring drive with a successful day. Your contribution will help that happen. You can do it safely and securely at capradio.org or call us at 1-800-800-5867.
And just think, your contribution is supporting this next segment. It is supporting the music that you hear. It is supporting the news that we bring you. Donate $20 a month and ask for the Cap Radio Bluetooth shower speaker. It's waterproof. It's pretty compact. It's a really great little speaker. And maybe you don't want to miss anything when you jump in the shower in the morning. Hey, and you don't want to bring your phone in there. So you can Bluetooth the speaker, turn it up, and not miss any of the shows that you enjoy. 1-800-800-5867 or go on to capradio.org.
Insight with Beth Ruyak is something that you count on when you listen to Cap Radio. Well, Cap Radio is counting on you to help pay for it with a contribution. Again, the website is capradio.org or give us a call at toll-free 1-800-800-5867. And thanks.